It's kind of a mixed bag when it comes to taking in the annual Perseid meteor shower this month. Kentuckians and those living all across the United States will experience a new moon, so that will mean less light from the moon to interfere with overnight viewing of Perseid activity. But Eastern Kentucky University planetarium educator Ida Bermudez says this year's passage will go through a relatively thin section of meteoric debris.
So depending on where we go around that debris, we'll see more or less. So the more in that we go in the debris, the more that we see. But this time we're going more through the outer edges. So as we're going through the outer edges, we're going to see a little less.
The peak times for observing Perseid meteors are the overnight periods this weekend on Saturday and Sunday evenings. Bermudez says sky watchers could catch 60 to 70 meteors per hour. Bermudez says the Perseid meteors come into view thanks to the comet Swift-Tuttle. She says the comet is expected to make its next pass by Earth in the year 2126. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.